Nick Saban is going to call, or we're going to call him, and it's going to be perfect. So it's going to happen.
I wouldn't wish this on the man, but he could suffer the same fate as Tiffany. But let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yeah.
So
nobody would mess with Coach Saban. I mean, I wouldn't.
Make sure that you don't forget about that.
Yeah, don't forget.
2 hours from now, just over 2 hours from now. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I am spry.
You are?
Yeah.
You look it.
I look spry?
You do.
What does spry look like? Like I look?
Yeah. Like you right now. That's exactly how I would describe it.
Look up spry in the dictionary.
There you are.
Picture me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Spry.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Spry is better than okay.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk to Nick Saban. I think this is
Damn.
Of course I am.
Cool.
I woke up this morning with a little more pep in my step because of it.
Oh, man.
I think it's our biggest guest, is it not?
Oh, hell no.
Yes, it is.
You're crazy.
Nick Saban's not our biggest guest we've ever had on this show.
We've had models. We've had...
But that's not...
Models, and we've had models.
Well, they, of course, are better for other... Like, Sarah Sampaio joining us in studio is a cooler thing because you've got a supermodel in the studio. Aaron Heatherton, same thing. Of course, that provides a different deal for us. Mm-hmm. A couple of victorious... Well, Jeannie Bouchard and Kate Bock.
Oh, I miss those.
In studio. That's great.
They don't count.
But when you talk about doing a sports talk radio show in the morning, Nick Saban.
Oh, you meant the sports talk.
Nick Saban's the biggest guest we've had.
What about Mike Krzyzewski?
That's a good one. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about Coach
K.
That's debatable. And he did join us in the studio.
Yeah, he was in studio.
Yeah. You
was cooler than a fan.
Son of a gun.
What?
You got me on that one.
Damn.
I forgot about him.
You son of a gun. You got me.
Yep.
Dang it. Richard Jefferson, you got me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn you.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, it's still a pretty big guess.
Spry Negro.
Why? You getting in my way.
That's just what we do.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm still excited about it.
Oh, well, be excited, man. That's cool.
Yeah, no. Why are you trying to rain on my Nick Saban parade?
I'm not trying to rain on your Nick Saban parade.
Cool. Okay.
Way to go, Mikey B.
Yeah.
Well, we should not say that yet.
No, I know. He's done everything he could do at this point. It's out of his hands. It's out of his hands.
Biggest guest that's not promoting something besides their program, I guess.
I like that little...
That's a good
aside.
One.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah, because Coach K came in here with something or other.
No, he wasn't promoting anything.
Oh,
he
indeed was.
No, we just pulled him in here.
Right, but he was next door promoting.
Well, he was promoting over there, but he didn't promote anything here.
Oh, yes, they handed me a whole sheet. I remember. Bullet points and everything.
Okay, what was he promoting?
I don't remember that.
Back pain medicine?
They've had my back, my front.
It might have been some health
related. It was health related, yes.
For what, who's his crazy point guard? Who's the kid that's always getting in trouble?
Oh, Grayson Allen.
Yeah, was it something for Grayson? No?
I don't believe that it was.
Nothing for Grayson.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll look it up for you if you want to know.
No, I just don't recall him.
He was, man. I'm telling you, he was.
Promoting anything.
He was.
So this is bigger than Karl Malone?
Yeah, I think so.
Grant Hill?
Yeah, Grant Hill. Grant Hill's a terrible guest. Absolutely
like
terrible.
Lad? Come on.
What commissioner,
that was
Pete?
Great.
At Manfred.
No, we didn't.
Did on the phone, yes. Yeah, we had.
We had Rob Manfred on the phone?
How did you forget that, man?
You're welcome.
I was here for
that,
you sure? I don't remember that at all. Was it a good interview?
Very good.
No, we didn't. You guys are lying. We did not.
Yes, we did.
Find me the audio.
We had Bob Nightingale.
Find me the...
Why are you laughing at Bob Nightingale, man?
That's Bob. That's just wrong on his part. I'm with you.
Anyway.
Be excited, and you're right, it's a good get.
Man,
so,
I tell you.
So
I'm all positive this morning.
Already.
You are just raining.
I am not raining.
Yes, you are. You're trying to find other guests that are better than Saban. I'm saying it's the best guest we've had, and you're trying to poo-poo that.
I am not, man. Not at all.
Okay?
I'm with you. Hold it!
There was a press conference yesterday in Cleveland with Dan Gilbert and the new Cavalier general manager, Kobe Altman.
Kobe!
And they were talking about Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, and what everybody else is talking about, because that is the topic that has been dominating headlines over the last couple of days. And Kobe Altman said that he believed that this thing was a bit overblown. So let's take a listen to what he said, and if we believe him. So this is Kobe Altman yesterday with Dan Gilbert talking about the Kyrie and LeBron feud.
I think a lot of it's been overblown. I think the people that are in this building every day haven't seen any of that animosity. This is, and along with Kevin Love, this is a group that has got us to 3 straight finals and won an NBA championship together. They play great together on the floor, and a lot of that I do think is overblown.
Right, and that's what we said when we started hearing the drama initially.
Yeah.
But we're in a much different place now than we were after the season ended because of Kyrie going to Dan Gilbert and saying that I don't want to be here any longer. And at no point, by the way, has Kyrie Irving disputed any of that. Or his agent has come out and disputed it. Now, LeBron James had a lot of people in his camp, I guess, speaking to Stephen A. Smith and others about how he felt about this. He posted an Instagram video or a Twitter video of him bobbing his head to a Meek Mill song, basically saying that you think you know people, but you really don't. So, and then he disputed some of the stuff that Stephen A. Smith said. Not once has Kyrie Irving or anybody in his camp or anybody associated with him come out and said that that's not true. So that means the guy wants out. So don't give me overblown. If you want to try to squash this thing because you think it's bad PR for your team and you're the new GM, you got your owner standing next to you, and that's fluff, and that's what you have to do, fine. But don't lie to us. Well, this is a real deal that you got to fix.
Yeah, it is a real deal, and they didn't acknowledge that Kyrie and his camp asked for a trade. But I think the way I heard it was that there's no animosity between LeBron and Kyrie. We see those guys on a daily basis pretty much, and we've never witnessed any type of angst between them. And now as far as Kyrie wanting to leave, and the real reason he wants to leave, we don't believe it's because of the relationship he has with LeBron, and there are other reasons. And until we hear from Kyrie and get it from the horse's mouth, we're not going to know what the sole reason is or if there are multiple reasons why he wants to leave. Right now, what the brass is saying, the new brass, Kobe is saying, Waltman is saying that no, this is not because Kyrie cannot get along with LeBron. There may be other factors, but it's not because of those two not having a cozy relationship. But definitely, and there's no way they could dismiss or deny the fact that Kyrie Irving asked to be traded. And they didn't acknowledge it, but they didn't deny it either.
Well, this was the answer to the question, do you want to trade Kyrie? Are you going to trade Kyrie Irving?
I don't want to talk about that. That's, again, like I said today, we've been in touch with his representation, and it's a fluid situation.
Yeah, fluid situation.
Of course it is. Yeah, it's fluid.
We understand.
Because we haven't gotten what we want in return for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, and I'm really thinking about the power in the NBA being with the players and how it got to that point so unbelievably so. The pendulum has swung so far with the players. But there are situations where management and this new general manager, and I know Dan Gilbert and LeBron have not the greatest history together, and Dan Gilbert isn't really looked at as one of the better owners in the league. But these guys, Kobe Altman and Dan Gilbert, they could say to Kyrie Irving, no,
yep,
you're under contract. And we're good.
A favorable contract.
So, and then also, I know LeBron is LeBron, but how about calling him up and getting the two of them together and sitting down and trying to work it out and taking some initiative and be the boss for once? And I know it's very difficult. I'm not naive with how much power LeBron has, but these guys are under contract. And LeBron's under contract for one more year. And Kyrie, if you don't trade him, could be there for 2 more years. And then there's another option, I believe, after that. So sit him down and say, you idiots got to play together. Stop it. You see how good you are? Pull out a video of a highlight reel of the two of them. See how damn good you are? You stop with this nonsense and figure it out?
Well, I don't think that's the rub. Once again, until we know from Kyrie, is this because you don't like playing under the shadow of LeBron? Okay, that's one thing. Or is it that you can't get along? You can't coexist any longer?
Either way, I don't care. You got to play together now. This is enough. This is stupid. It's just gotten to the point now where it's stupid.
I would agree it's stupid.
Why
it's stupid
can't they do that?
Why can't you be Robin to LeBron? You're not necessarily Robin. You get your just due. Everyone's well aware of your ability. We've seen you showcase that. We've seen you take over games in the NBA Finals. You're a huge part of this. Yes, LeBron's going to always be the man. He's the king. That's just the way it is. Now, you couldn't have accomplished what you've been able to accomplish without LeBron, because we've seen you without him. And how, what'd that get you? What'd it get you? Not a damn thing. Now you've got him here, and you're concerned about playing under the shadow of LeBron. Well, that shadow's going to be here for a while, man. He came back to Cleveland for a reason. It's his home state. He down the road from his hometown, and he brought us a championship. You were a big part of that. So chill out.
At some point, someone has to stand up to one of the players. They don't have to get everything they want all the time, especially when they're under contract.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to grant them everything they want all the time, especially when a guy is under contract for more than just a year.
Yeah.
Now, when you're the Indiana Pacers and Paul George says, I'm not staying here, I'm gone, and you go and make a deal to make sure that you get something back for him before he leaves in free agency, and then you get nothing, even though you made a god-awful deal, but still, at least you got something back for him, then I get it. Then the player forced his way out. You did the best you could for an organization. But there's no reason why the Cavaliers have to trade Kyrie Irving, no reason why they should trade Kyrie Irving. And if these two guys can't figure it out in a practice, we had the guy on from Cleveland, Andy Baskin. He said, I'd love to have a live practice cam if Kyrie stays that first day when LeBron and Kyrie are there. Well, if you let it fester to that point,
right,
and nobody talks and they show up, yeah, it's going to be a mess. But just someone step up and fix this. This is the silliest damn thing that I've heard, and I got excited in the beginning because I thought that there was a chance that he could come to the Knicks. Now there's no way because Carmelo Anthony wants to end up in Houston. He can control that. Carmelo Anthony would have to be part of some deal that would get him to Cleveland if Kyrie Irving was going to become a New York Knicks. So that's not going to happen. And the more I think about this, it's like, come on.
Well, it does sound silly. It sounds egotistical. It sounds as though you have two grown men, and I don't know if there is animosity between these two. LeBron has come out and disputed the rumors that he stated he would kick his ass if he saw him. And now, you know, we haven't heard anything from the representatives of Kyrie Irving, but no one's definitely denying that he wants to be traded. So why do you want to be traded? Is it because of the reports that you don't like playing second fiddle to one of the greatest hoopers ever? And if that's the case, it makes no sense because you're going to go somewhere else and you got to partner with other superstars. Maybe they're not on the same level as LeBron, but they're superstars in their own right, and you're going to have to share the rock, and they're going to get their portion of the credit. You will get yours, just like you are now. I don't understand the ego that's employed here if that's the case. So, Kyrie, please stop singing on damn plane and come and give us the facts.
I also think the uncertainty of LeBron got to him. And I really do believe
that's a major factor
in this, where I got to wait around another year and answer all these questions and figure out what he's going to do. I already went through this once. I don't want to go through it again. I want to go to a place, drop my anchor, and stay there for
a
while.
That's a valid reason to want to move on.
Right. It is valid. But here's the problem. You're under contract, and you're on a good damn team that went to three straight NBA finals. So while LeBron's there, figure it out, because we're not just going to give in to your demands. So what are you going to do? And by the way, the Cavaliers do have leverage here. What's Kyrie Irving going to do? Just show up and quit? Then go ahead. I'll call your bluff. Show up and quit then. See what NBA team wants you in that situation.
Oh, they'll take him. They would take him if he quit. They would take him eventually.
I guess you're right. Oh, yeah. But he wouldn't do it, is my point.
Right.
My point is you've got no recourse in that situation if you're Kyrie Irving. I'm just so tired of these teams acquiescing every single time to the player. And there are situations where they have to.
Yeah.
When a guy's contract is up and I'm not coming back, okay, we got to figure this out. But there's only a few no-trade clauses that are out there in the NBA. We've talked a lot about Carmelo's, but not a lot of guys have. I mean, Kyrie Irving, the stones this guy has to be under a multi-year deal and to walk in with a list? Excuse me? Shut the door. I mean, I know that he's a great player. I'd love to have him on
That's
my
why
team.
I can do it.
I'd love to have him on my team. Yeah. But the problem is, I'm in control now, Kyrie, because I've got you under contract. Well, that's your problem, not mine.
Well, that conversation is going to have to take place between Kobe Altman, between Dan Gilbert and Kyrie Irving. Maybe they've already reached out. Well, they had the meeting in which he insisted on a trade. So I don't know what else they can do now other than hold his feet to the fire and say, we're not trading you. We haven't received any offers that meet our requirements. So you're just going to have to tough it out and stick around. And you know, maybe Kyrie and his representative could have waited till after this season to see what LeBron was going to do. And that is a huge, I believe that's the number one overriding factor in all of this. That's the reason you didn't see Chauncey Billups go to Cleveland. That's the reason you didn't see other free agents go to Cleveland, because they don't know what LeBron's going to do. You want to hang out with and play with this guy, great, but there's so much uncertainty around what he's going to do, and he could come out and clear all this up today. LeBron could. Hey, I'm never leaving Cleveland again. I came home for a reason. I'm staying home. But is it in the best interest of him to do that?
Kobe Altman said that LeBron James is really, really committed to everything that is Cleveland and the Cavaliers.
LeBron remains deeply committed to this organization. He remains deeply committed to this team and deeply committed to this city. He has deep roots to this city, and it means a lot for him to be here and compete for championships for years to come. That's his goal.
Yeah,
and I'm deeply committed until I'm not.
Right, and if he leaves, you're going to be in deep something else, because you're not going to have him. You're not going to have Kyrie Irving at that point, I don't think, because if he's forcing himself out now, I can't even imagine what he's going to be like if LeBron leaves. So, I mean, I just am confused. If he's that deeply committed to everything Cleveland, then let's sign another contract. Let's go. I mean, my follow-up question, I didn't listen to the entire press conference. I just listened to the sound bites we had. My follow-up question was, if he's so deeply committed, why don't you go to him and say, sign this? Did you put another contract in front of him? If you're that convinced that he's deeply committed, did that come from LeBron himself? And the second he said that, I would have drawn up a contract and been like, okay, here, finish your career here if you're that deeply committed. Did you do it? Then all right.
Oh, you have to wait, Gio, to after next season.
Oh,
come on.
Crap.
Come on.
Crap.
Don't put the cart before the horse.
Stop.
I'm committed.
855-212-4CBS. If you want to talk some LeBron and Kyrie with us, 855-212-4227. Bogus update, your calls, and Vegas has odds on where Kyrie is going to end up. We'll tell you the favorite next.
Give us a call right now. 855-212-4CBS.
Remember his call when he wrecked his, what was it, a Rolls Royce?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. See, those are the things I remember.
Adam Pac-Man Jones. Not Adam Jones. That was funny. And the 911 operator. I don't think she believed him.
No.
What are you driving, sir?
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Yeah,
that neighborhood, really? Come on.
You sound black, dude.
You don't have a Rolls Royce.
Come on.
Quit playing with me.
I've been doing this for a long time. Kevin in Myrtle Beach before Bogus on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Man, what about this Kyrie and LeBron situation? What if Kyrie's trying to get out of there just to be like, all right, well, LeBron can't win the championship without me?
Well, what would that serve, though? I don't understand. Yeah. Like, is that just a pride thing, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing so. I mean, I don't know. Like, I can't think of a reason why he would want to leave a good team that had been to the championship the last 3 years.
But what about the uncertainty angle, Kevin, that we're talking about, where Kyrie, I mean, it's exhausting to play with LeBron for a lot of reasons. He's the dominant force on the court, and then you never know what he's going to do. He already went through the, will LeBron come from Miami back to Cleveland? Now we're going through this whole thing where he wants to go to L.A., and you have to play on a one-year deal, and he might leave, and Kyrie doesn't know his future, and maybe he just wants to go somewhere where he doesn't have to deal with that nonsense anymore and have his entire future tied to LeBron's.
Completely understood, and I can see where you're coming from with that. And you know, but what is he going to do next year? He's not going to beat LeBron. So, like, stay with him, let him leave, and they both can leave, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that makes a lot more sense than what's going on, you know, what Kevin just said. Maybe they just hang out together for a year, and then they can both leave, and then have a good time.
There you go. I mean, that's, then you demand a trade after LeBron decides to move on, and I'm sure he will let you know, you being his Robin, these last few years, he'll let you know what his plans are at that point, and so at then and only then should you demand a trade. And what will you get back in return? Probably a hell of a lot. You're a damn good player.
Yeah, next year will be 26. LeBron will be gone. You can end up trading Kyrie. At that point, you're going to be in more of a rebuilding mode anyway.
Yeah.
You might as well get as much back as you can if LeBron does
leave.
And then
you can get under the cap. You won't have to pay that luxury tax anymore.
Yeah.
So get your books straight. Then Gilbert, there it is. We figured it out. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for helping us figure it out.
As easy as that.
Yeah.
Bogish is here. He had a moment yesterday during the DA show.
Oh,
where he just stumbled on his script. And because
welcome to my world, dog.
Because the DA,
you have a script?
It's up there. Don't write anything down. Don't want to get busted.
So the DA show is streamed.
Oh.
So you can capture that video. And I guess Bogish forgot he was on video for a second. And he messes up the script, throws to a cut, slams his fist down on the table, and yells, "I hate myself!"
I don't think I said it that loud, but I did slam the desk without turning my mic off.
Oh, okay.
So that was audible.
And you can see that video on Borgish's
Twitter
account. I've never
seen
you angry, man. Wow.
There it was. So, I told you how, like, 2 weekends ago, out with friends, people thought I was a jerk. Apparently, I am a jerk with a temper sometimes. There's the video proof.
Yeah, it's right. You were legitimately upset.
Andrew Borgish.
Well, so, I just,
You're professional, and you want to do good work, so I admire that.
And the one thing you can't, to me, mess up is, like, the first sentence of your update. Like, that's the one that's there. Plus, I was trying to be clever with a toss to a cut, so it was like a double whammy that I ruined my cleverness just sounded like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, the idiot part, no, but been there, done.
In minute one of the DA show. I mean, it was 9 o'clock.
Well, maybe you could blame it on us. We'd worn you out. I mean, you do the 3 hours with us, so you were in here multiple times.
Yeah, let's do that.
We warned you
out. It was
out.
Our fault.
Let's go with that. Yeah,
I'll take it.
Fault. Yeah.
All right, what do you got for us today?
And screw it up.
In hopes of winning
the Super Bowl of football,
the LA Chargers have acquired
the man who won the Sugar Bowl,
QB Cardale Jones, sending a conditional draft pick, reportedly a seventh rounder, to the
Michelle
Bills.
Jones.
No word yet on where.
Florence Jones, William Jones, Devontae Jones, Michelle Nash.
Michelle Nash screwed it up. How'd she get in there, man? Could it be Michelle Nash hyphen Jones? Come on, Michelle Nash.
Jones made one appearance during his rookie season, throwing for 96 yards in Week 17
12 games
against the Jets.
The man of the moment.
Ravens QB Joe Flacco will rest this first week of training camp with a back injury, but Healy may take 3 to 6 weeks, in fact, according to NFL.com. Those Jets have claimed Lucky Whitehead off waivers from the Cowboys, and Broncos running back Devontae Booker reportedly out 6 to 8 weeks with a wrist injury that's been nagging him since spring. And now, for real football.
Sardis. Jossie Sardis getting the cross in. Taylor knocked down. Morris!
John Strong screaming on FS1 as Jordan Morris scored in the 88th minute for a 2-1 defeat of Jamaica in the Gold Cup final. Sixth time the Americans take this tournament. The LA Dodgers are 40 games over 500 after rallying for a 6-5 win over the Twins. Minnesota led 5-0. LA won on Justin Turner's RBI single bottom nine.
Just a lot of fight. A lot of guys believing that if we have outs, we're still in the game. And I think you're getting a chance to see that every night.
His Dodgers are 71-31 after their fifth straight win. The Cardinals topped the Rockies 10-5 for a three-game sweep. Houston shut out in Philly 9-0. KC's win streak is 8 after steamrolling Detroit 16-2. Six straight wins for Cleveland, 10-4 over the Angels last night. And the Marlins pounded the Rangers 22-10. The first 10 Miami runs charged to Yu Darvish. Nats righty Steven Strasburg to the DL for the forearm issue that knocked him out after just two innings on Sunday. Washington thinks Strasburg will miss just one start. And while maybe wanting to punch Kyrie Irving, LeBron making friends with Derrick Rose, reportedly inviting the new Cavalier guard to workouts in Vegas this week. Also apparently in attendance is Eric Bledsoe. The Suns guard could be a part of any package going to Cleveland for Irving. Boys?
All right, Borgish, thank you. The odds on where Kyrie Irving will end up. The number one destination. This is Borvada. Yes. Is that exactly where it is? Yeah, Bovada, not Borvada.
Bovada.
Bovada.
B-O-V-A-D-O?
D-A, Bovada.
That's what I said.
You said D-O.
Oh, D-A.
Yeah, D-A.
B-O-V-A-D-A.
Yeah, Bovada.
Bovada.
That's right.
Like Movada? Or is Movado the watches?
Per Bovada, Irving opening the season with the blank is even money. Which team do you think?
Cavaliers.
You're right. The number two team on this list at 3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
Mm-hmm. Your dollar
is.
Time three.
Is.
Mm. Orlando Magic.
No.
Oh.
They're not even on this list.
Damn.
Not even close.
Dallas Mavericks.
They're not on this either.
Damn it.
Number two.
Get on the list.
You know the teams. How about this?
Knicks.
There you go. The New York Knicks at 3-1.
Okay.
That is terrible odds. Because right now, I mean, that should be about 100-1 at this juncture. But I do find it interesting the Cavaliers even money. I mean, because that just shows you that this is probably going to end up with the two of them having to reconcile. And then have to talk about it, which will be annoying for a while. They're going to have to, the media is going to ask them a ton of questions. They're going to have to go through that. But then just start playing better and you'll be all right.
Yeah, just start winning. Winning cures everything and get back to the finals and lose to Golden State again or the Spurs.
The number three team, Phoenix Suns, 5-1.
Okay.
Celtics, 7-1. Nuggets, 9-1.
There's no way he's going to the Celtics. No way.
7-1, man. So there is a way.
No way.
It's at least a chance.
No. Why would the Celtics enter into a deal with Cleveland, a team they're trying their best?
Think that they can get the better out of the trade?
Who are they giving up? You're going to give up Isaiah Thomas?
Maybe.
You're going to give up Gordon Hayward, who you just signed?
Yeah, you can't do that. No. I would probably maybe Thomas. Maybe you do it.
Even Steven.
Swaparoo. Why not? Danny Ainge.
Nope.
To Kobe Altman. I'm ready for a swaparoo. Timberwolves, 12-1. Nuggets, did I mention Nuggets, 9-1. Spurs, 14-1. Heat 20-1, Bucks 25-1, and Hawks 33-1. Those are all the ones that they have odds for.
Those are all the teams that Kyrie put on his list?
No, actually.
He had four, didn't he?
Yeah.
Knicks, he had Spurs.
Timberwolves. And Heat. And so those four are on there with the addition of a few others.
So would you trade him even, Steven, for the Cavaliers' former number one pick, Andrew Wiggins? No, I mean, Wiggins has played well for the Timberwolves. He's averaging about 23 points last season.
I got to get a point guard back if I'm trading Kyrie Irving. Because I'm not going to trust Derrick Rose to be the starter and be the guy. I need Derrick Rose as someone who comes off the bench.
Really?
I really want to be a powerhouse team. You know, there's been Eric Bledsoe rumors with the Phoenix Suns because I guess LeBron and Bledsoe had worked out together recently, and there's been a lot of Bledsoe trade rumors in Phoenix that have been going on for a while now. And Kyrie younger, right? By, I don't know. I mean, I got to take a look at that to see how old Bledsoe is. But that would be one I'd consider. I mean, I got to get a point guard back. And Wiggins, that's just a weird one. I mean, you drafted him and you trade him away for love.
Well, this whole situation is weird.
Yeah,
here's a guy who has a number of years left on his contract, but he wants out.
Right, it is
That's weird.
Man.
So let's keep it weird.
Bledsoe 2 years older than Kyrie Irving, so it's not that much of a...
Keep Cleveland weird.
Yeah.
Oh, no, let's keep Austin weird. Yeah.
It's never been like this with a team that's been this successful either. With guys under contract that are young and want to go.
They've been successful, but they haven't.
Yeah, they have.
Two out of the three chances, they have not.
But come on.
Yeah.
They're the best team in the Eastern Conference. I mean,
but that's not enough. Not enough.
They
when you tasted it, when you held that trophy, that's not enough. What do we do to get better?
Yeah, teams don't dismantle like this that have been that good. It's not a common thing in pro sports.
The Marlins, twice.
Yeah, but they had guys that But at the same time, there was guys on there that were older that they traded away that they weren't going to re-sign.
No, they had too much money on the books. That's why they got rid of them.
Yeah. There's twice in 97 and 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. But the reason why that's different than this is the owner chose to do that as opposed to the players asking out. The owner was a cheapskate, beatskate, and he said, I got to get these guys out of here because I can't afford this. as opposed to the young 25-year-old who's under contract, who's playing with the greatest player in the world, who says, I can't do it any longer. That's an odd one. Mm. That is an odd one.
It's very odd. Weird.
What would you do if you lost a $150,000 piece of jewelry in the ocean? We're coming right back.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Julio Jones was on a jet ski.
Having a good time. Till he wasn't.
Yeah, Lake Lanier in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He was thrown from the jet ski while crossing the wake of a boat. These jet ski guys with the wakes, I mean, it really, it's dangerous out there. Not to sound like a
Grandpa.
But serious. I'll tell you, no, because I'll be driving back, just minding my own business. I turn around, I got six of these guys flying off of my wake, and I'm like, I mean, it's just not safe sometimes.
Right.
Some guys are safe. They keep a decent distance. They have a good time. There's other guys that get way too close.
Okay.
But all right. I mean, that's enough of my
boating
safety. No, I don't. They can't hear me. So he gets thrown from the jet ski while he was crossing the wake. And then when he gets back up on the jet ski, all of a sudden he checks around for his belongings, his stuff. Is my life jacket still on? Is everything? Oh! One of my diamond earrings is no longer in my ear, and one of those things is over $100,000, and it's now floating to the bottom of Lake Lanier. Now, first of all, you got to be a moron if you've got $200,000 worth of jewelry on, you're getting out on a jet ski.
Yeah.
Take the stuff off.
True.
I mean, if you want to buy stuff like that, go ahead. Great. God bless you. I'm happy for you that you got that much money. But if you're going to go out on the water and you're going to be flying around, take the stuff off. So he has now hired a dive team to go down and try to find this thing. And
good luck.
It doesn't look too good.
There's things, not a Geiger counter. What are those metal detectors you see people walking on the beach with trying to find?
Metal detector.
Just the metal detector.
I guess. I don't know. That's what I know it as.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go with that.
Yeah. I don't know. There probably is another name, but I don't know.
I'm sure there is. I don't think they call the contraption they use when they're trying to find the black boxes from planes and things of that nature underwater. I guess you employ that type of search, and that's going to cost you out the Yahoo probably.
Oh, well, you're hiring divers to go find that.
Yeah. A lot for an earring, which cost a lot, and I'm sure he has insurance on it.
I don't think that he does.
No? How do you buy a $100,000 earring?
I haven't seen anything on that. I haven't.
And no insurance.
I'm not sure. I have not read anything where it says that he has, but maybe he does. Maybe he does. I don't know. I just haven't read it.
Okay.
So, in the same situation, would you hire a dive team? Same exact situation. We'll just let it go and say, I'll just buy another one.
No.
Like, I'm Julio Jones.
No, I'd probably hire.
You would? For $100,000? Yeah. You know where?
So the dive team, let's guess. Dive team, couple divers, all their little contraptions. What, 20 grand?
At the very top of it. I mean, probably more closer to 10, I would think.
Okay, 10 grand.
How long are they doing it for? That's another thing.
Yeah. Yeah, how much an hour?
I think at the very most, $10,000.
Okay.
The very most.
Yeah, I would hire a diver. Would you?
Wow. The only time I would hire a diver, I think, is if it was my fault that I lost someone else's thing. Like, if it was my thing and I was just silly about it, I'd just go, all right, it's gone. I'm not going to spend the extra money to get it. Like, I blew it. I was an idiot. But if I was responsible for, like, someone was like, here, hold my engagement ring.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I dropped it at the bottom of the ocean. Then I'd be like, oh, my God.
Oof.
I just blew it. That's when I would have to go and hire a dive team. There was a friend of mine just lost his phone in the water. Ugh. It was the funny. Oh, I wish I had this on video. Guy's just so careless with his stuff. He's about to step onto my boat. Instead of holding on to his phone, he decides to throw his phone onto the boat from the dock. It hits the seat and bounces up as if the seat was a trampoline. Splash, right into the water. A cell phone, you know, wow. iPhone. And then he runs onto the boat, jumps onto the boat, runs to the side, looks over as if the thing's going to be floating. It's long gone. He's like looking down. He's like grabbing at the water. I'm like, it's gone. Stop, stupid idiot. Thing's gone. So if they ever dredge that river in when civilization collapses.
They may have to do that to Lake Lanier. Yeah. How much would that cost?
Oh,
Julio, how bad do you want it, baby? Yeah,
he spends like $50 million to suck all the water out of Lake to get his diamond ring.
Oh my god,
that would be something else.
Wow, that's an expensive earring.
Well, everything's coming together, man, and I'm starting to come on your side with this because you know at first when you said the Jets were going to be better than a lot of people thought. And
No, that's not what I said. That is not what I said.
What did you say then?
I reported that there was optimism and glee within the coaching staff.
And then I asked you if you agreed with that, and you said yes.
I agree with what? Their optimism and glee? Hell, I don't know.
That they were
going to
be.
I said they'd win more than five games. Right. I did agree to that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm optimistic and gleeful about the upcoming year for the Jets.
You're backtracking on this.
I am not backtracking. Yes, you're hearing what you want to hear.
Is he backtracking on this, guys?
Well, of course your chorus over here is going to agree with you.
The only reason it's my chorus is because you're backtracking.
Backtracking.
Bull
Dookie.
Eight wins.
Yeah, eight wins. You said
I said they would win more than five games.
You said eight wins.
Okay, that's more than five wins.
So what am I saying that's wrong?
That I'm optimistic that they're going to be much, much better.
You said they were going to win eight games. How am I wrong about that? Yes, with what they're projected to do, their over-under number's 4.5. That's almost double eight. So that's you being optimistic with eight wins. What have I said that's been wrong?
Who the hell came up with four wins?
Vegas?
How many teams has Vegas coached? None.
I don't know why you argue with me on this all the time.
Finish your point.
Thank you. I wanted to 5 minutes ago. So, anyway, I'm starting to join you on this optimistic yeah. train because the transaction of the offseason has happened. As yesterday, the New York Jets have brought onto their team
mm-hmm.
the AFC East game changer.
Oh, wow.
Patriots have dominated that division for a long time. It is over now. As lucky bleeping Whitehead is now a New York Jet.
And Blitz.
I ain't stole no doubt.
And Blitz is coming with him.
Blitz, they'll be here. They'll be right around the corner from here. How about that? I mean, think about the right. I mean, Belichick's got to at least do something to be able to
counteract
this. Fun. Well, he can't go into the season now without answering this move. I don't know what it is. It's late in the game. It would be something drastic.
Yeah,
but
sure it will.
But I'm lucky Whitehead's there, man.
He can't allow the Jets to make any gains on the Patriots. You're right.
Will you go to nine games now with lucky Whitehead there? Because you said eight with him not there.
No.
9.5 over under? Lucky.
They'll win more than five. I'll say that.
Lucky.
They'll win more than four, as Vegas says.
The Cowboys don't play the AFC East this year, do they?
We'll have to find out. Let's see. I'm looking. See if the Cowboys.
Because by your karma theory.
Oh, he's going to get his.
Lucky Whitehead would bring a punt back for a touchdown in that
gonna
game.
He's going to get his. You watch. They treated him horribly.
They did. But
and you agree.
They definitely did treat him horribly. What'd you say there, Mike? There was a half a sentence in my ear.
Looks like no Jets.
No Jets.
Well, so this karma thing would still work if he had a great year, if it didn't directly impact the Cowboys. I'm just trying to figure out.
If he had a great year, and if, let's say, the Cowboys were
crappy
on the cusp of getting the playoffs, and the Jets were playing an opponent that. No, that doesn't work.
So is your karma argument out now that he went to a team in the other conference? I think it might have to be out. Unless he's like a pro bowler.
No. He'll get his. In due time. It doesn't happen immediately all the time.
Oh, all right.
Sometimes it takes
whatever fits the karma narrative.
It doesn't happen all the time.
You'll get yours. May not be today. May not be tomorrow, but it's coming.
So there's going to be a piano that's dropped on Jerry Jones' head at some point. Is that what you're saying?
No, you agree they handled it horribly, right?
Yeah, they did, but yeah. I don't believe that karma is going to come and get them because of that. I don't
goes around, comes around. You don't believe that?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, keep living.
I don't believe that. Well, I mean, in some instances, if you end up treating somebody like crap and then you ask them for something and they say no because you treat me like crap in that regard, but not just like rules of the universe, I cut this guy, so then therefore something bad's going to happen to the team.
No. It's the reason and how you went about doing it. That's what I'm talking about. No, not necessarily just because you cut someone, but how did you handle the affair? They didn't handle it correctly.
Gio and Jones coming right back. CBS Sports Radio.